Hey everybody, welcome back to another week on Blessed Child Podcast. In this little short episode, I was speaking with my brother Alex, Rika, who is visiting me in West Texas, Marina Shimoyama, who is also visiting me in West Texas, and we brought up the topic of when did you first start questioning? When did you know something wasn't right? And my brother brought up a story about Ansu, and we continue the conversation about Ansu, and I want to make it perfectly clear that Ansu is systemic institutionalized child abuse. All four of us ex-Moonies were introduced to Ansu, which is a violent practice, at a young age, as minors. Some of us were even babies when we were first beaten by our parents for the practice of removing evil spirits. For hours, ritualized abuse. This is ritualized child abuse. I'm going to say it here. I'm going to say it loud because it needs to be made perfectly clear that this is institutionalized violence and child abuse. The reason I bring this up is because Ansu is still a practice that is happening today, and there's another Chumpyung coming to America. Sean Moon's building one in Tennessee. It's Chumpyung 2.0, and this needs to be talked about because it's not okay. It makes it easier for us to practice self-harming behaviors if we're introduced to self-harming behaviors as a ritualized practice in the Unification Church. It's a good thing to hit yourself. It's a good thing to make yourself bleed. It's a good thing to make yourself bruised in the Unification Church. So, of course, it's going to set people up for a toxic or harmful mentality later on in life. It's a self-harming behavior, and it's not okay. So this episode might be short, but it's powerful, and it's still relevant. And there's a lot of unraveling that needs to be done because we were introduced to this violent practice so young. I mean, I think it probably shaped a few things that maybe we're not aware about. So I'm glad that we talked about this. Thank you for joining this episode. Y'all take care of yourselves. Here we go.
Hold on. What was your turning point?
It was a turning point. It was like
one of several, right?
Yeah, it kind of took me, it made me think, like, what are we really doing here? You know, what isn't this abuse? So there was this mentally challenged girl, mm-hmm. and she was during an Ansu session, trying to escape. She was fighting.
Yeah,
and, four different guys came and like held her down and just were doing the Ansu. Like,
oh my god,
they were holding her down and hitting her, and she was clearly not. Not trying to be there. She was mentally handicapped. I don't know what exactly.
But it was obvious.
It was obvious that she was not, you know, wanting to be there.
That she was not
consenting. She was basically being held down and beaten.
During the
Ansu session. I was there.
How old were you?
I was sent to Korea like every summer.
What? Every summer?
Yeah.
How many times did you go?
Like five.
Shut up.
Yeah.
Intense. I mean, I went like four, so yeah.
Okay.
Oh,
but really?
I didn't know you were going to. I only remember one summer with you there.
Guys, I went dozens.
Oh, yeah. Fuck.
I think I went four or five times.
Jesus Christ.
I went like, when we were in Korea, it was like, easy to go.
Yeah,
and my mom
went
so many times.
I mean, we went through GOP, I guess. Don't want to raise your kids? Send them to an internment camp.
Well,
they'll learn how to appreciate your bad parenting.
The cost was, I don't think it was $15
maybe?
A day, like for what I broke down the cost to have us there in the summer.
Okay, so $15 a day times 40.
I mean,
40.
I think that's the math that I did like a long time ago. I don't know if it's correct.
Yeah, no, I remember it wasn't that expensive. What their cash cow was the Answers to Liberation,
yeah.
the wishes.
That was
right.
thousands
Absolutely.
Of dollars.
Yeah.
And then also we would do free labor around the church, like on the properties
yeah.
on Sunday. We would
yeah,
like,
I actually
clean.
I actually helped
weed,
facilitate some of those Ansu sessions by being on stage or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, part of the Chunyang team.
Yeah.
Yeah, I did that too.
Mm-hmm.
Or you work in the kitchen.
Yeah. That's also another way bonding is cooking and cleaning together.
Yeah, yeah.
Not bonding, but no.
Wow, $15 a day times 40 is only $600.
I think that's what it was when I went.
I remember paying like that. Maybe $1,500.
Okay.
I avoided paying like twice because we didn't have any money, but they signed me and I was like, yeah, my mom will send the money over. You have to go to the offices.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You, and I was like, yeah, she'll send it. And then but, they'd be checking on me every week. And then finally after the 21 days, I was like, oh, she didn't send it. I got to go on my flight.
I remember ditching a lot.
Yeah.
Like wandering totally. Around in the woods with one other guy. We were just looking for like snakes and frogs and, you know,
things to eat.
Well, it was kind of like, you know, there was some nature there that was interesting, like hiking. But we would, I remember getting lost, like tangled in the brush on a mountain, like no trail, and ditching.
I remember the top of the mountain.
Yeah.
Beautiful. I'd go off trail all the time.
Like it was either ditching a Ansu session or like a Hyundai K session, reading session or whatever.
I also saw a kid. I was probably about 5 though when I saw that, like a kid being held down and beaten, and he was like screaming, and like I asked my mom, like, why are they doing that to him? And she's like, oh, he must have bad spirits in him.
Yeah,
like always. Like, he must have done something bad, and they're beating the bad spirits out. Yeah. And, like...
That was definitely abuse.
Yeah, it was abuse.
Looking back. Like,
it's child abuse.
I remember seeing a kid, too. I think I remember...
Yeah.
Brother was also
that's
there
the
alone.
One I... Yeah, I've been
mentioning. He didn't die, right?
I don't know what happened.
But I just remember...
He was her autistic twin.
I remember seeing him
she went to
GOP,
and he lived in Chomp
Gong. I remember this.
To be, like, beat every day, and then a year later, he started talking. So, like, oh, it's working. Let's, like,
and
live
also,
here for another year.
Sorry, I also remember being hit in the back of the head so hard that I saw stars.
Oh, like that's a concussion.
Right back here. Boom. Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Yep.
Oh my God. Yeah, the guys must have hit a lot harder than
I remember
the girls.
A guy came up to me because I wasn't hitting my head. I was just like this. I was just being so lazy. I was like, and he came like, up to me and he held my head and he was just like.
You saw stars and you like kind of blacked out a little bit.
Damn.
Just,
that is
just
a concussion.
Just
yeah,
for a second.
Little dizziness. You know?
That's like the guy's side must have. I mean, I remember getting hit, but
yeah. After that, it was like, okay, I'm not gonna
sit in front of that guy.
Not gonna. No, it was one of the guys that was walking around. One of the one of the reverends. Yeah,
that's scary.
That's who hit me.
Yeah,
like that's so violent, and he did that for a living. Like, what a fucking psycho.
Yeah, like after that, I was like, okay, I'm not gonna be hit in the back of the head anymore. That's just not.
It's dangerous.
It's not,
yeah,
it's not
like,
good.
What the fuck is that for?
Back like, of the head is.
What the football players
the
get that? What is it called?
Yeah, right
like,
here.
Boxers
get
boxers
those
boxers
where
yes.
If you have enough concussions,
yes.
Then you start like you get neurological
stupid.
Disorders.
Yeah,
yes. Yeah.
What's it called? Concussions.
It has a name for it. Yeah, it's something
yeah.
Like
every,
that,
yeah,
and
every
it's
football
like,
player.
Yeah.
It's crazy. Yeah.
Wow, that was an amazing conversation with that woman who just wanted to listen to us. Just.
Dump.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad it's gonna go out somewhere, you know, like on the radio. And
I wonder how old she is. She's a graduate.
She's in yeah, Bournemouth.
What a cute little heart on your face, girl.
It's just fascinating to see people who are younger than us be so curious and be journalists and be so
like. But like, it is interesting because
it is,
culture,
yeah.
Like Moody's, is the perfect cult to talk on because
yeah.
It is
yeah.
Worldwide
right.
And it is a worldview and
it's
multi-generational
so big.
And it's so new where you can still unravel it.
Yeah.
Unlike the Catholic Church, which mm-hmm. We'll never know.
Right?
Oh,
or even
God,
Jehovah's
you can't.
In like maybe 200 years in now.
How
Jehovah's
do you unravel
it? It's like
1900.
Yeah,
100 years.
But like the Moody's is just. The cusp where
yeah,
it's like enough where we
years.
And they documented everything.
They did.
Come on now.
Well,
they like archived
okay.
Everything.
Uh-huh.
Well, okay, there's, in my understanding, most religions start out as cults.
Yeah.
Yeah, it has.
So,
it
and
has
then
to.
It eventually they grow and grow and grow, and then you can call them religion after
yeah.
They're
right.
Worldwide accepted.
But like if we can put our foot down now,
mm-hmm.
I think we're gonna make a change in the direction at
it
least.
It can't even grow into a religion
right?
Because of how many split-offs and how just... they don't have a consistent...
No, but the religion is the divine principle. Like, the principle is consistent.
So is Sanctuary Church also just doing the
principle?
They're not doing
of creation.
Okay.
Can you think of a Judeo-Christian religion that is not misogynistic? No. That doesn't give men like a... I think higher it's about power.
Yeah, absolutely.
It is.
Absolutely. Controlling women. But this one's more dangerous too.
Christian.
Yeah, it's like the same thing. It's like the Christianity believes Jesus is the second coming and the divine principle says that Reverend Moon is. doesn't even mention actually Reverend Moon being the Messiah. That's one thing that he got away with. He was like so proud that he never said he was the Messiah until later on in life. Like there's an interview with him being like, I never called myself the Messiah, and it doesn't say that in the divine principle, but it leads you to think.
But everyone else does.
But it leads you, second coming.
Yeah, it leads you to think. Something like that.
So you
that.
Just didn't use that. So that's what narcissism tactic and manipulative tactic is like, or gaslighting. I never said I was the Messiah.
Right.
Yeah.
I said
yeah.
I was the second coming.
Yeah. Yeah.
Same thing.
So I just remember that interview I saw like in black and white with him on TV.
Yeah.
Just
oh, I remember.
Smirk.
A little
smirky.
Oh,
like,
I hate it.
I never said
smirk.
I was the Messiah, but if you say I am,
yeah, but if you say I am.
Like something like that.
Yeah.
I was like,
yeah.
What the fuck?
Can we go over Judeo-Christian religions? Which one?
What falls under that?
Yeah, what falls under
the
that?
The first would probably be Judaism, right?
Mm-hmm.
That was the original.
Okay.
The OG.
It goes anywhere from like Catholicism. But Protestantism,
Christianity,
well, Christianity for sure,
and then Islam.
I feel like the Jewish side, they're not. I mean, there is like an in group now today, but also there's also like non belief, like, and still in the group.
Mm-hmm.
It's turned into a cultural thing.
Yeah.
You know, and like after enough time, I think all of this turns into culture.
Yeah. It's just in your blood. It's who you are. It's culture.
It's like
my brother's
Ten Commandments.
My brother's wife
Testament.
Is Jewish, but they don't go to any church.
They still,
like everybody
they still consider themselves Jewish, but they don't believe. Like.
Yes, but they'll practice every holiday. They'll practice brises, you know, circumcisions like that, bris. They'll do all the things that are considered to be in Judaism, but they won't actually go to church or dress the way they, maybe some Orthodox ways are.
So, like, that one of the common denominators is believing in the Ten Commandments in the Old Testament.
Okay.
So, like, the Ten Commandments is interesting.
Culture.
What was it?
It's thou shalt not have no other gods before me. Mm-hmm. Thou shalt not make yourself an idol. You shall not take the name of God in vain. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy.
Mm.
Honor your father and your mother. You shall not murder. You shall not
commit
adultery, steal, lie, or covet. It's like the last part of
that.
That
last,
good.
Yeah. It's like, okay, humans need some sort of rules.
Moral
like, don't kill someone.
For the code of society.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
It's just really interesting that the first couple is like, don't have a cult.
like,
don't make yourself a cult.
Yeah.
Don't make a cult. Don't have any
You're
other gods.
Right.
Do not make yourself an idol.
You're
Do not
right.
take the name of God in vain. It's like,
oh, that
what
is
the
interesting.
Fuck?
That is interesting.
They say, don't have a cult. You fucking all did it.
Mm-hmm.
And like, take the name of God in vain isn't just like, God damn it. It's like taking, like, I am God and
yeah.
you're going to listen to me.
Right.
This is my vanity. Like,
mm-hmm.
I, you know what I mean? Like, we
yeah.
interpreted it all weird.
So it's like, it starts as a cult, then it gets to religion, then it gets to culture. Cult,
mm-hmm.
religion, culture.
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's culture.
And that's why there's so much error in human interpretation. And
yeah.
It's just so... that's how it evolves over hundreds of years, is that it's just different human interpretations that are rewriting different things, and we're all flawed, and we all have different influences. Maybe someone was on mushrooms the first time, and maybe someone was on their own psychotic break by the 10th version of the... I don't know. Like, it's so weird that we entrust so much to all these new different interpretations and call it... the word and fact and
the word.
Truth and the only way of life. No nuances, no room for
mm-hmm.
growth in error or anything.
And then throughout all that, trying to define morality.
Yeah. Yeah, and then who's the arbiter of all of it? Like, who's actually saying this is moral? Where are you coming from that's saying that's moral? Do you know anything about my life, my culture, and what I value as moral? I don't know. It's just like there's no nuances that can be flexible enough for each type of person that exists. There are general morals that maybe we all as humans should value.
I mean, morality is a social construct,
it
right?
Is, exactly.
You know, like, we almost all mostly agree that murder's wrong.
Right.
But then it's like, in some cases... I'm sure we would agree that it's not. Like, right, if somebody was, like, a serial killer rapist.
Right.
Yeah, murder.
And someone murdered him, then we'd be like, okay, that's okay.
Right, right. Murder, recycle his energy because it's bad. Like, just put it back in the ground and see what comes up next time.
Yeah. Yeah. Murder, theft, and rape also. They're all generally...
anything that makes another person feel bad, right?
Yeah, that's what it is. Don't abuse another person.
Yeah. Don't enter their energy field and fuck it up for them.
Respect. If you're not doing those things, you're doing
okay.
Potentially, you're doing okay.
I really like the 10, the satanic temples, like, what is it?
That's...
they have, like, 10...
Uh-huh.
Can you look it up?
Yeah, no, I've read it before, and it's, like, a little culty.
It is, but, like, for the most part, it's sort of like, okay, you know, I'll try to live by those standards of...
Okay, this lady in Houston that I met at the bar started telling me about that book or the... Yeah.
Okay, so the 7 fundamental tenets or the 11 satanic rules of the earth?
So the satanic church is different.
Yeah.
Okay. Than the satanic temple.
The satanic temple is the 7 fundamental tenets. Yeah. Okay, so the first one is one should strive to act with compassion and empathy towards all creatures in accordance with reason.
Okay, so why don't we make up our own commandments?
Yeah, and we could call the tattoo shop a religion, and then I can get a 501c3.
Yes!
Down with that. I mean, let's take a little wisdom from all this.
I can have a following, we can be tax deductible.
We can just be laying flat on our ass. We gotta learn from
We can
business.
Fly out other ex-moonies for therapy sessions.
Yes!
All we need is the microdosing.
All we need is 7 fundamental tenets. Yeah. Microdosing can be written into the principles.
Yes, microdosing is just stuff. And I love how Jones freaks out when I said I had mushrooms before. He's like, no.
Oh my God.
Like, it'll change your life.
You're not.
No.
Really.
And then Dusty was like,
chill. All right, number 2.
Like, no, I'm going to fucking convert him now.
Yeah. The struggle for justice is an ongoing and necessary pursuit that should prevail over laws and institutions. That sounds like something Reverend Moon would say. One's body, like, because, like, he's above the law. That's a little sus for me. All right. One's body is inviolable, subject to one's own will alone.
Inviolable?
Like, don't keep me from getting an abortion.
one's body, you're, like, violate, inviolable?
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, like, don't violate my body.
Your body, your choice.
Yeah, yeah.
The freedom of others should be respected, including the freedom to offend, to willfully and unjustly encroach upon the freedom of another is to forego your own. Wow, that's pretty cool.
What's that about?
The freedom of others should be respected, including the freedom to offend.
Okay.
To willfully and unjustly encroach upon the freedom of another
is
to forego
from?
Your own. Yeah. So if you're going to, like, breach someone else's territory, then
where's this,
be ready.
Where's this coming from?
The Satanic Temple, the 7 fundamental tenets.
Oh.
It's like a legal organization, though. They, like, lobby for separation of church and state, whereas the Satanic Temple is more along the lines of a religion.
Mm.
So belief should conform to our best scientific
understanding. I think the name is a little inflammatory, but...
Yeah.
We should take care and never
towards,
turn a door.
If you were a Christian.
It's to piss people off.
Yeah.
It's for a wow factor.
It's, right. They're trolling.
Yeah,
it's like, this is a major troll. It's like, well, if you all are going to do this, then we're going to do
it better. It's because Christianity is like anything other than us is satanic and secular, so...
Remember, just making a point.
Yeah.
Yeah, never take care to distort scientific facts to fit our beliefs.
I really like
Thank you.
That in particular because I think that science is like religion was made up to help us explain the world when we didn't have science.
Right.
And when we didn't understand
evidence,
things.
And science is evidence-based.
Yes.
Well that's still going on.
It is.
That's like the movie last night.
Yeah.
Don't look up.
Yeah.
Believe in the scientists.
So this is the next part. People are fallible. If we make a mistake, we should do our best to rectify it and resolve any harm that may have been caused.
Yeah.
So evidence-based practices are always shifting.
Yeah.
Based on
new
There's
discovery
the unknown,
evidence.
Of course.
Yeah. The unknown, yeah. It's knowing that we don't know everything and willing to, like...
Admit that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Next is every tenet is a guiding principle designed to inspire nobility in action and thought. The spirit of compassion, wisdom, and justice should always prevail over the written or spoken word.
Yeah. So the last one is, like... Don't adhere to all of these
it's
things
a guiding
we just
principle.
Said. Yeah,
it's not
like,
the divine
exactly.
principle.
Exactly.
Yeah, like,
like
it's not absolute
and
omnipotent.
So I read that when I was like 12, 13.
Yeah.
Maybe. I like specifically sought it out and looked it up because I was curious and I'm like, you know what? This sounds a lot better than Whatever bullshit Revamoon saying. Like,
why does this resonate more with
you? Right?
I mean, I can't imagine how it must have been to, like, have these realizations at 11, 12.
Be able to
vocalize and...
But I couldn't. Yeah. I didn't have the language at that age, you know? And it just came out in, like, anxiety, panic attacks, depression, suicidality. Mm-hmm. Like, I was so suicidal by, like, 14.
Me too. 13, I tried to drown myself in my bathtub.
Yeah.
Like, please, just try harder. It's so sad.
And I think a lot of people, a lot of second gen when they left, I think a lot of them went through... feeling suicidal.
Yeah.
Right?
Self-destructive.
Yeah.
Exactly. And even when I wasn't, like, actively suicidal, like, throughout my early 20s, I would just, like, I would get blackout drunk on the weekend, you know? Like, I would do so many... I still, like, have trouble with, like, self-destructive things. I still do things. Yeah.
Check out. Numb yourself. I mean, after I left my blessing, I just was, like... Then, so I was like, what the fuck is my purpose now?
Yeah.
I thought my only purpose was this, but I need to figure it out, and I don't know how, and I have no money, and I have no family, no home. Like, we are all homeless. And I was like, nothing feels good. We're all dispersed.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that was just a hard reality, too. It was like, how do I just then pull up my bootstraps and fucking do something?
Do anything.
Rebuild your life on your own and just find happiness in the smaller moments, in the really small moments.
We found each other.
Yeah, we did.
We replaced each other's broken families.
Yeah, 100%.
Escape through video games.
Yeah, we did that.
Lots of video games.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's more.
Yeah, that's me.
You escape through art.
My brother, too, through video games.
Yeah.
And being reckless.
I escape through school, I think.
I think you did. Education, evidence-based, making that sense of false reality.
Yeah, I just wanted to, like, learn.
Yeah.
I just wanted to, like, keep learning.
So nobody could gaslight you
anymore. Yeah, I think that's what it was.
I think so, too, for me. That's why I fought so hard to go through high school, go to college,
be the smartest person in the room.
So I just don't want to be clueless anymore.
Right, though? Like, right?
It's true. I think you're right. Like, I wanted to, like, be able to, like, prove my parents wrong and be like... No, you're not right.
Yeah.
And this is why.
Yeah. I'm a fucking Harvard doctor.
And then had to form an argument in a really, like, pungent way. That's just like, no, these are actually facts. This is what I'm going to deliver. I don't know. School really taught me how to just, like, create a solid argument sometimes, or defense, or produce information. Produce information.
Yeah.
Critically think.
Critically think, too, and ask. And then ask the hard questions. I'm like, I have nothing to lose anymore. I'm going to ask you this, this, and that.
Yeah, I'm not seeking your approval.
Yes, there is
like, that was the best thing.
Once you hit that rock bottom, you're like, okay, no, what do I have to lose? I just want to ask and figure out what's going on. And if it's a hard question for you, then maybe you need to figure out your shit.
Yeah, no longer seeking approval.
Or like, you shouldn't have to like have to get approval for your thoughts from your society.
Yeah,
like we
and you shouldn't so need much. To be understood to be respected. Just, but it helps. But we should all just ultimately be respected.
That's such a powerful sentiment. Man, I'm going to miss you guys.
Do you want to go to the dunes?
Yeah, my husband's waiting with the kiddos, and I want to get a picture of you guys in here, because this is, like, going to be framed on the wall, like, that one time a 4X Moonies came to West Texas to, like, get tattoos, and Alex's first journey of becoming a tattoo
Yay.
Artist.
Can't wait to
see. Hold on, I'm just going to take a little video. Hey guys.
Hi. Observing.
I just want to remember this moment forever when Marina and Alex and Rika were in Wild Space Tattoo doing a little podcast and changing the world.
And getting tattoos.
And getting tattoos.
So many tattoos.
To forever remember each other by.
Come hither.
I remember this moment forever.
Yo.
Yeah.
I love it. It's a special place.
This is the kickoff of 2022, a year of immense healing and change and growth and amazing stuff to come.
Unburdening.
And words.
Unburdening.
Words.
And words.
Words. Yes. Using words.
Using your words. Using your intention.
Learning definitions for feelings.
Becoming the smartest person in the room.
Yeah. Being the most curious person in the room.
But also the most healing.
Yeah.
We're going to become healers.
We are healers. Your tattoos are healing us just because we have conversations. Yeah. I mean, freaking healing.
Yeah.
Yeah, you brought people. Oh my god. You brought people together in one room.
Oh shit. Okay. I love you guys.
To the dunes. Of the dunes.
Oh, I need to.
I've never been to the dunes.
Yeah, I mean, it's an hour and a half, and then we're going to drive right to.
Why are you going to the dunes?
Because like, they've never been to the sand dunes.
Me neither.
Oh, really? Okay, well, let's go.
And that is the end of the Marina, Renee, and Alex saga, but we are in touch, and you will probably most definitely hear those voices on this podcast again. I hope you enjoyed our reflective conversation growing up Mooney, and that you feel validated, you feel community, and you feel you are not alone, because you aren't. I'll catch you guys later. Take care of yourselves, as always. Bye.